here's the thing. If you're an artist, there's this feeling that you're a sitting duck. Especially if you're a painter. In a way, you're completely helpless. It's just you and where you paint and what you paint. A little bit of lighting in a dark world. And in that space, you create something that is interesting to you. Hopefully it's interesting to other people, but it's interesting to you. And then there's also the psychological challenge of trying to continue to make objects, which is, I mean, basically a painting is an object. And some people don't want to think about it that way. But I believe that paintings are objects in the way that a chair is an object or a table is an object. I think a lot of mysticism and magic is breathed into a work of art. And certainly works of art have a greater life in the world than most chairs and tables. But there are some chairs and tables that are museum level works of art. So I guess I'm disagreeing with myself in a little, in a way, but I think you get my point. It's an inanimate object. A painting is an inanimate object. It's not an animate object. A human being is an animate object. So conflating a work of art with a living being is, it's possible. There are artists who have done that, fictionalized themselves, or made work where they integrate themselves into their work. Obviously, autobiography and that sort of thing is very powerful. Like Jan Etter, who drove his bicycle off the edge of that canal. Other observations of mine relate to artists that worked in that way. So it really just depends on what you like. I feel that as an artist, even as a musician, when I play the saxophone or when I paint, I have certain things that fulfill my desire or inspire my creative spark. But I don't look at a lot of art anymore, like not with the same kind of intentionality that I did when I was a kid, when I was in art school. You know, like going through books and books of old master paintings. So I find that going to a museum can be good, but if I go to a Picasso retrospective, I'm just going to get back to the studio and be scratching my head. Same if I listen to late John Coltrane for a couple hours, and then I try to go in the practice room and play the saxophone. It's like, what, you know? You can stare into the face of God or infinity or whatever you want to call it, whether you're religious or not religious. It's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what ends up being uncomfortable for certain people. But it's like when a person talks about art, when they talk to me about art, they say, I want to do this, 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 and this as an artist. And then I say, well, you don't choose it. It chooses you. So that's very frustrating. But also, we live in a culture where you can be kind of keen to be a certain thing or or go through the sort of steps to be a certain kind of thing, especially in the art world. And people will respond to that. So there's a lot of charlatans out there. Don't be fooled. But who is or isn't a charlatan? Saying who is a charlatan and who isn't a charlatan is a very difficult job in the art world. If you want to talk about the art world, if you want to just talk about art, like if I just looked at all the art in the world and I judged it based on art and it didn't have any of these ridiculous art world preconceptions that people attach to art, a lot of the work would be just total garbage, and then the good work in this fictitious meritocracy would rise to the top. But as we all know, the art world is not a meritocracy. I think art is a meritocracy, and I think a lot of maybe like traditionalists or borderline stuckists like hover around each other in this kind of like middle ground of non-art world art scene. But that ends up being a very technical world and a very kind of third stream, 25th stream, 190 millionth stream, faux Renaissance kind of fake.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to be Rembrandt or want to be Velasquez. It's kind of like the unironic old masters or something. So, I mean, my point is that we live in something that isn't a meritocracy. So, if anything goes and nobody needs any talent and everything's just based on exterior ideas attaching themselves to reality, then you have to live in that world, Blade Runner. So that's one way of looking at things. You could go down that road and you could say that a lot of art is crap, and it's been said before, but like, do we really like these deliberate pessimistic statements by people who don't know anything about producing art but are just observers of art? That's a whole other subject. I could go into a whole like trying to trash this person or trying to trash that person, but that's not how I do things. Anyways, I just did a little rant. Take from it what you will, and enjoy the other podcasts here on the White Hot Magazine Art World podcast. My name is Noah Becker. I'm going to be in New York. I'm not in New York right now, but I'm going to be in New York November 21st. And then there's a group show that some of my art is in November 22nd. If you're interested, send me an email, noah@whitehotmagazine.com, and I will send you the invite to the show opening November 22nd. See you around the art world. Noah Becker, 2023.